Hi, I'm Matthew, and I play Lucas McElroy, the hick with a heart of gold.
I'm Sarah, and I play Theo White, the rocker who's chasing a shadow.
Hi, I'm Jen. I am playing Lorraine Rainey Taylor, and she's just a weirdo.
Hi, my name's Brett, and I play Spencer Palmer, the bookworm shutterbug who hunts for the unknown.
Are they both shaped like a heart?
Or yes.
Okay, so they're not two halves of a heart?
No, they're both shaped like an individual heart.
What years are the quarters?
Well, one's a 1973.
And okay.
One's a 1980.
Okay.
And one's a 1964.
Okay.
And one's a 1973.
Okay.
And one's a 1982.
Okay.
And one's a 1989.
Are these the ones from the fanny pack?
I think there was only a few in the fanny pack.
I think there was two in the fanny pack.
Yeah, you said a couple.
Because I have the other ones.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if there was a clue there, and apparently playing an adventure game, so.
The clue. The clues that you have are the felt.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Two pieces.
And the note.
Mm-hmm. And then the fanny pack with the name on it.
And no, that's just flavor. Oh. And the flyer.
What does the flyer say? Have we looked at it yet?
Well, not the flyer. The flyer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess we know they walked him to the front if they got a flyer from that pastor.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. They were dragged out the back.
Hmm.
Well, I'm gonna actually read through the flyer.
Okay. Well, for more or less, the flyer just says, You don't need violence and drugs to have a good time, as long as you've got the Lord on your side. And they are hosting a co-ed, what do you call it, lock-in?
Lock-in.
I was going to call it a sleep out, and then I was like, that's not a thing. A co-ed lock-in at the local church, and, come on down, and it'll be great, and then next morning y'all can have Sunday school and your PJs, and there will be a free breakfast for you, and there will be pizza tonight, and a wholesome family movie.
Co-ed.
I think the pastor's doing it. If PJs are made out of felt, and there's felt being left behind.
PJs are not made out of felt. Maybe theirs are.
Nobody wears felt, I think.
Why do we even have it?
Because we make puppets out of it.
Yeah, it's a filler fabric.
So the kid that the note was slamming on is a ventriloquist and does puppetism, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't believe it's called puppetism, but it's...
He's one of those puppetists.
He's a puppeteerist.
There you go, sort of. So what you're saying is, it sounds like we need to go talk to Terry.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I guess we could take, at some point, Jacqueline's bag to her place, tell, like, her family that she left it. Maybe she went back home and forgot her bag with her felt.
Did your daughter collect felt?
I mean, maybe it's some weird thing people do now. I don't know. It's like a pet rock or something.
The 70s had pet rocks, the 80s had felt hearts, you know?
So we're going to go find
Terry Woods,
Terry
the ventriloquist?
Woods, the ventriloquist.
All right. Y'all reach the Woods household.
This is where the Woods live.
Yeah, the Woods?
Terry, his sister Elma.
But do we know where that house is?
Yes, y'all do know, everyone knows where the Woods house is. Because Mr. Woods thought it'd be real fucking cute to make the house out of wood.
Oh, I thought you were going to say felt.
All houses are
so
made of
it
wood.
It looks like a cabin.
So it's not like the outside
it's
is
like
also
obviously wood.
Yeah, like it's not like stucco or vinyl siding or anything like that. It's wood through and through.
Mm. Okay.
So like they didn't, it's not painted wood, it's stained?
Yeah it's stained.
Well, we knock on the door. Or there's a doorbell. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Mm. and the father Elwood Woods comes out. No, also not Elwood.
Jeez, you're terrible.
Why am I terrible?
Because you have you given him an actual name yet, or you just keep throwing out fake names?
It's Spruce. I mean, Bruce.
What did you
say? It's Bruce. No, it's Bruce.
Bruce.
I gave them all, I started with Terry, and I was like, Terry, that sounds like, if you slur it, it sounds like tree. And then Elma.
Elm.
And yeah, he's Bruce.
Is he married to Magnolia?
No, that's his wife. She was not originally a Wood, so she...
That would be stupid.
She is Rebecca. So Elma answers the door. Elma, who just looks stressed out and sleep-deprived, looks at y'all and says, are y'all friends of Terry?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's upstairs. And she just lets y'all in.
Oh, cool.
All right, I love it when little kids answer the door.
No, she's not a little. She's a graduate student. She's just...
Oh. If you recall, Elma was the name of the person who bought weed at the hippie's place.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
She is. She's the graduate student that's constantly
high.
She's either high or
caffeinated.
Just generally sleep deprived and always working.
She's always just altered.
Yeah.
Are we getting like a real weird puppet vibe from this house?
Yeah.
When we go in.
No.
Okay.
I don't know what a puppet vibe is, but no.
There's way too many dolls and puppets around.
No. Okay. No, there's not.
We go upstairs.
I love the Muppet Show.
Okay. So, you go upstairs and in the opened door, there is a room. Inside, you see a boy sitting on a bed looking into a mirror.
It's like a hand mirror?
No, like a full-length mirror. You see on his lap, he has a wooden ventriloquist dummy. Looks over at you. The dummy looks over at you. His eyes shift in the mirror. And then he turns around and says, can I help y'all?
Theo immediately stiffens up the moment the fucking...
Yeah, her eyes kind of... Rainey's eyes kind of went wide, which is what I did. I was like...
Is the puppet asking us this?
No, Terry's asking me this. Unless maybe Terry's the puppet and the boy is...
Oh, it's one of those dog-controlled human puppets adapted for a ventriloquist dog.
Yeah. Spence shoves Theo forward.
Do you know Jacqueline...
This is working perfectly.
He looks and he says, yeah, we're in the same class. I think I'm in classes with some of y'all too.
Great.
Panic.
Have you been to the arcade recently?
No, not really. My parents don't like the arcade.
Who's got the felt?
Yo.
What do you know about this? She kind of points at the belt that Spencer has.
Oh.
Yeah, you get put on the spot.
I'll take out some felt.
He looks and he says, it's just felt? It's good quality felt. It's like the kind they use on Muppets.
What do you know about the kids disappearing? Randy puts her on her best unsolved mysteries voice.
He looks and he says, I don't know. They've gone missing. What else am I supposed to know?
We didn't say anything about them going missing.
She literally just said, what do you know about the kids going missing?
Yeah.
It was also kind of in the newspaper.
That was a joke.
Yeah. Look, I can't tell. Half the time, half this table spaces out and doesn't pay attention to what I say.
When was the last time that you saw Jacqueline?
I don't know. The other day, last day of school.
What about the little bread?
The little bread.
Like toast
like
points?
Like a bun or...
Leo bread.
Everyone calls him little bread.
Leon.
Yes, thank you.
Everyone calls him little bread and everybody knows that. And Daryl's regular sized bread.
While this is going on, I'm just going to kind of be surreptitiously searching his room.
Okay.
Surreptitiously.
Oh, roll for surreptitiously.
Okay. I just imagine him like pawing all of his possessions and just looking over his shoulder like, Yeah, and what do you know about
One of those things where he's like, I'm doing this stealthily, and like he's just knocking everything down.
This is just sneak, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sure, roll for surreptitious.
I didn't get any successes.
Oh. You don't surreptitiously find anything.
Do I regular find anything?
No. It seems like he's got like a row of dummies, but they're all wooden. None of them are felt, and he has just He just has two that are there, and then the one he's practicing with.
Do you make your own dummies?
He says, "Yeah, we have a wood shop in the basement that Dad lets us use."
Do you know where someone could get felt like this?
Felt like this? I mean,
gestures over to Spencer, who's knocking things over. Apparently,
it's okay. My room is meant to be rifled through. My parents have no privacy.
Yeah, the weird ventriloquist kid would definitely be the child of some like nosy parents.
He looks and he says, "This is really good felt. There wouldn't be anywhere around here that sells it." I mean,
yeah, not in Sheol Enigma.
Maybe the Henson Workshop. I mean, but,
where's that?
California. It's in California. Before you ask, Enigma's like high up in Oregon. Yeah,
he thinks that the Henson is just a family he hasn't heard of that lives here. That's why he looks confused.
You stupid redneck.
Oh, my hick.
You stupid hick.
There you go. So there's nowhere in town that this stuff could come from. What was the other kid's name? The fanny pack kid?
That was the kid?
Little bread?
Yeah.
Leon.
Little bread.
Did he actually say when the last time he saw Little Bread was?
No, he didn't.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question again.
He looks and he says, "I don't know who Little Bread is."
Leon. Leon Bread. Everybody calls him Little Bread.
I don't know a Leon Bread.
I never called him anything. I didn't know him.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, I was just hoping... I think we were all just kind of hoping you knew where to find some more of this felt and maybe something about the missing kids.
No, I heard in the newspaper that kids keep going missing from the arcade, but...
Yeah. That's a cool puppet. I think we're going to leave now.
The puppet says, "Why, thank you, but his lips don't move." The
puppet's lips? That's terrible.
No.
The puppet's lips are very good puppeteer.
It's a new one. I'm working out the kinks. Obviously Terry's lips don't move. The puppet doesn't have lips. Because if it did, that would be even more terrifying.
Pretty much.
I think that's pretty neat. I don't think you're going to get anything else useful here. So.
Well, I wouldn't say that, he says with the dummy. And he says, I could sing you a song. And then he starts... drinking his water.
John, don't die.
It's not worth it.
All right, that last one was me.
An invitation to the meeting of the worthy came to each of them mysteriously, an opportunity to join the heroes' games. But they were not the intended recipients, because they're not heroes. When the night takes a grisly turn and they're caught in the mess, what will they do to prove they're not also the villains? Sacrosanct is an LGBTQ plus friendly, narrative-based Dungeons & Dragons 5e actual play podcast set in a Forgotten Realms alternate reality where the world of Faerun is in shambles following the collapse of the gods. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey listeners, this episode and the one before it were produced back-to-back, so no news here. Follow us on Twitter, we're at MetaphoricalP. Check out our Patreon at www.patreon.com/MetaphoricalWalrusProductions. We have some behind-the-scenes stuff there, and opportunities to name NPCs and read character insights. Short and sweet, on with the show.
He doesn't. It's about what you'd expect. I mean, he's trying to pull it off. He's getting some good notes in there, but he's also getting water everywhere and not very. He's clearly not that great at it. He loves puppets.
He's not Jeff Dunham yet.
No,
That's fine.
Yeah. Oh shit! I should have named him Jeffrey Dunham.
No,
you should have. And now that train has left the station.
Yep.
Should we go to Jacqueline's house or Burger King's house? What's her name? Bernice King?
Bernice King.
I have this really unsettling suspicion that we're going to have to do the lock-in.
But I do have to do stuff in the morning the next morning.
Well, they'll probably let you out for that.
Yes.
Onions.
Yeah, onion stuff. I gotta do onion stuff.
I thought you were lying about that.
Do you really have to do onion stuff?
No. I'm just gonna be busy.
I guess we can try the Romero's place now and return Jacqueline's bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So you go over to the Romero household. It seems no one is home.
I try knocking harder.
When you knock a little harder, the door just opens.
Yes.
Whoa.
I push the door open and I'm going to call into the house, Mr. and Mrs. Romero.
There's no answer.
Jacqueline.
There's also no answer.
Okay, we should go.
Well, hang on. I'm going to go inside. We have to deliver the backpack anyway.
You go inside, and you can smell delicious chocolate chip cookies in the living room. And you can see a tray of chocolate chip cookies on a coffee table.
Like a couple of months early for Santa.
As well as a glass of milk, and you also see two pieces of felt sitting on the couch.
I pick up the felt and check for their shape.
They're also in the shape of hearts.
What color are they?
They vaguely match the color of Jacqueline's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Her felt heart, not her actual heart. That
Does Jacqueline have any other family members?
She had a mom and a dad.
Okay.
At the very least, yeah.
Oh my god.
I think we need to go check in on BK and maybe Bernice and her family.
I guess they might know. She might know where Jacqueline's at.
Well, I think it might be a family thing. It might have hit them too.
We go to the King's.
Spence nods.
You get to the King household.
After taking a cookie. I'm not going to let them go to waste.
You turn into a felt heart.
Oh my god.
Not really.
Oh. I do leave the backpack behind, though. The empty backpack.
I do leave the backpack behind with the pocket knife and the switchblade and the...
And the cocaine.
And the dirty magazine.
Specifically didn't take the cocaine. Did take the dirty magazine. That's going in one of his overall pocket.
Over at the King's, they have a large mansion befitting a mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a gate?
They do.
Can I slip through between the bars? Because I'm a kid.
Move.
Can I slip between the bars?
Move.
Move. Could do my best to not get stuck. Nope, no successes. 3 fives, though.
Mm. Nope, nothing for me.
So close.
Well, if ifs and buts was candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
And I would have gotten through the gate.
Oh man, no sixes for me.
I got stuck on my boobs.
God, none of y'all got through?
Nope.
No, it's just Jen was trying to roll and got stuck on her boobs.
Yeah. So I guess the gate is doing its purpose.
The gate is. Unfortunately, you hear a scream from the house.
Give me a boost.
Well, time to beat this. Oh, yeah, okay. Do you grab Spencer, just throw him over.
Woo!
No, damn.
Is there, are there like fences to either side of the gate?
Yeah.
I clear the yard, end up on the roof.
It's actually just the gate.
Yeah. I guess Theo will try to climb the fence.
Okay.
I'm going to assist Theo.
Okay.
I thought you were throwing me over.
After I threw
there
you
is
over.
No, oh, okay. There is no way he's going to throw you over.
Well, I'm going to grab Spencer by the arms and then start spinning around, and then I'm going to launch
you're
him.
You're going to shot put him
over then, yeah. And then he slams straight into the bars and says, I don't know what I was expecting.
I'm not an Olympic athlete.
Go ahead and try and do...
use the boost to get through?
Move.
That's a six. For me, so that's a interference right there. That was also interference, but whatever. No sixes.
Okay.
Is our thing just not happening?
You can try and do move. One of y'all can.
I use force instead to get him over?
No.
Damn.
Because he's not picking me up and throwing me over. He's giving me a boost up, a leg up.
Which that's not the point though. Like force is more force would be like he was trying to throw you.
Okay. Well, I
was
land safe, buddy. All right. Has Rainy gotten Oh yeah, you're over it.
Woo!
That's three successes.
Ooh,
okay, yeah. Good, because I was not gonna let that be a one success type of thing. You managed to get a boost. Lucas does have to like hold you up, and then he has to like kind of jump up himself and then kind of like tip you over when he do that.
Okay.
Now I need you to roll move.
Move.
Did Rainy get unstuck?
Oh, I don't know. I was just saying that's why she couldn't slip through the bars.
Oh, I thought like maybe she got halfway through and was like, no, listen, no.
I got one.
Got stuck on her boobs.
You got one?
I got one success.
Okay. You managed to tuck and roll and not become injured.
Whew. We gotta work on the fastball special.
Okay, so what now, Spence?
Can I open it from this side?
That's a great question, Spence. Answer is maybe. There's a control pad over to the right of it.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Is there also one of those ringers on our side?
There's a ringer.
Press the button and be like, hey, pizza.
No answer. There's a control pad to the right. You're going to have to use some kind of tech to get through it. Do you have any tech?
I got a little tech.
Yes, you use a little tech.
Okay.
For little bread's sake.
Calculate? What adds to it?
I think it would be...
Tech is just the
program.
Attribute.
Yeah.
I think it would be program, yeah.
Yeah, let's do this. Oh, that's one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you managed to you managed to get the gate open for them.
Yeah.
Hang on. Yes!
Nice. Running through as soon as it's open.
I follow. Run.
We're going.
Y'all are going.
We're hoofing it.
Y'all are hoofing it.
We're kids that are hoofing it.
Y'all are kids that are hoofing it.
We're the hoof kids.
Hoofity hoof hoof.
Maybe pull away from the hoof a little bit.
You end up getting to the front door. Again, this time the door is closed.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, they had a gate and they clocked their door.
Is the door locked?
I didn't say it was locked.
Yeah, Lucas is gonna go ahead and open it. Throw it open. Or
it
try.
Opens.
Mayor King.
Bernard King does not answer.
We call him Mayor.
I'm just letting
Mayor
you
King.
Know. I'm just letting you know.
It's one of those places that that has a mayor and a king.
He is That's actually why I was thinking of the name. I was like, what should the mayor's name be? And I was like, I really like that joke. We're going to name him Mayor King. he is Mayor Bernard King III.
Ooh. Esquire.
And he is, he was hoping, people call him Bernie, and that's why his daughter is...
Bernice.
So she could be Bernie the Fourth.
Mm. Bernice.
There's no answer.
Mm. Going in.
Yeah.
So you go inside. It's very opulent household.
It's expected.
The kings have been here for generations, as have the... I always want to say the Parmesans, but I know that's not right. The Perms. Palms.
I missed what we're talking about, and I have
your character's last name.
Palmer.
God damn it! I always
it's pretty
think
far from Parmesan. Parmesan.
Yeah. Try Parmesan. Oh, Spence Parmesan. Yeah.
The Palmers.
That's him.
It's a me, Spence Parmesan.
the Palmers have been in towns for generations, as have the kings, There is a nice little bar area, and you see a glass that is sitting on the bar full of scotch, and then you see a wine glass that with red wine that has been shattered on the floor, as well as two felt tip pins next to the two felt hearts.
So dumb.
I liked it.
Thank you.